Welcome to Jefferson County's podcast for the people. I am your host, Kiara Morrow, Public Relations Coordinator here in the County Manager's Office. We are continuing our series on how they serve and why they serve, all to highlight the dedicated employees of the Jefferson County Commission. And today we have Chris Nicholson here with the Roads and Transportation Department. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you for having me, Kiara.
Sure. You've just gotten a recent promotion with Roads and Transportation. Tell us about your title and your new position.
I have, and thank you for the introduction. I've recently taken on the title of County Engineer at Jefferson County, which I'm very excited about and honored to have that title and be a part of the county in that role. I think for me, working my way through municipalities, starting off in the private sector at KBR for about 5 years and seeing, doing a lot of work with ALDOT and other municipalities led me into getting into that career path of working for the government, working for the people. And from there, I went to the city of Birmingham and just have always strived to continue moving up to bigger and to more. I think from there, I've always wanted to continue on my career path and find jobs that are larger where I can have more impact. I went from Birmingham to the county for a small stint. And I left the county and went to take the city engineer job at the city of Pelham, which I also enjoyed. Luckily, I was able to come back to the county as a deputy director, assistant county engineer, and most recently, as you stated, become the county engineer.
Okay. That's awesome. That's a huge feat. Jefferson County is the largest county in the state of Alabama, right?
It is.
So you've been, that's congratulations, number one.
Thank you.
And so you've been with the county for how long now?
This past time I've been here about a year and a half, and I had a small time here of 8 months. Total 2.5 years over two different stays.
Good. Well, that speaks volumes to how you've been able to just escalate and move up the ranks just with your work ethic and things of that nature. Tell us a little bit about your role in this position. So you moved from deputy director in Roads and Transportation, and now you are the county engineer. Tell us a little bit about your role as well as your department. Like, what's the structure? You obviously oversee everything that's just pertinent to the citizens of Jefferson County and even all over the state of Alabama because of the different commutes. Tell us a little bit about that structure and your role.
Absolutely. As a county engineer and really as the county as a whole, our job is to increase public safety and public travel and efficiency and complete projects that better the citizens of the county or citizens that travel in and out of the county, not necessarily living in the county. And part of Roads and Transportation is we have three sections that we're split up in, which we have operations and maintenance. And that consists of two campsites, one at Bessemer and one at Ketona, that each handle a portion of the county. And those portions are broken up into districts just to allow us for communication and connectivity and efficient workflow. So Bessemer and Ketona, and those two camps typically handle, you'll see them on the road every day. They'll be paving with our in-house forces. They'll be pouring concrete, repairing sidewalks. You see them a lot, mowing the county right away. I think that's one thing to talk about is what we are responsible for, and that is the public right away. And that is the area that the county maintains and works in and works under. And they do a number of things that we've mentioned, and also we repair guardrail and bridges and public safety infrastructure, drainage. If it's in the county right away, our responsibility is to maintain, to improve, to make sure everything is working the way it should be. And that group, the operations and maintenance group, has roughly 175 to 200 employees split up amongst those areas. And also another part of that is our traffic department, which I hadn't mentioned yet. And they have a very important role. They maintain the signals and the intersections and ensuring that public safety travels through these intersections every day, efficient and safe, and really doing a lot of hard work maintaining our signals, maintaining our striping and our signs. The signs you see up and down the streets is another requirement of theirs to maintain, of ours to maintain.
So that's good. So you all are basically responsible for the functioning of everything as it relates, because without your department and even the outlying municipalities won't be able to function, correct? Like you have so many different cities that's within Jefferson County, obviously, but you all operate ongoing. You know, when storms happen, you know, you're responsible for the public right away with that. Make sure all debris and everything is out of the roadway. And you really prevent a lot of accidents and things from happening. So I would say you all are the heart and soul of Jefferson County, you think?
I think so.
No pressure.
That's right. We're the ones you see out, that group in particular, you see out every day working hard out in the field, really working and doing what needs to be done to maintain all that for the citizens of the county. And then don't let me forget, there are quite a large number of employees that are in the office setting also doing items and working on things. Our pre-construction group has 20 to 25 staff members, and those are typically design engineers that are handling the design, the opening stages of these projects, right? So when we take a concept that we have an idea, there's an idea, ALDOT wants to connect this and this, we need to build a road here, it betters the county to do this. Well, then it goes into a brainstorming phase with our pre-construction group, who then turn that into actually putting plans on paper, which then can transition to our in-house forces that we spoke about actually doing the work or consulting the work out to a contractor. And then when it rolls to that route, then we have another group of about 40 employees that do inspection, construction inspection, utility inspection, bridge inspection. We are all over the place.
That's good. So the in-house employees, they're the people who kind of set things in motion, right?
Yeah.
For everyone to just execute.
That's right.
So it's important. So you have an engineering background. So that's pretty. Did you see yourself as an engineer? Did you see yourself being in this good of, I mean, like high of a position within any municipality or structure?
I always had dreams of being this high. Well, let me take it back. I always had dreams of being in the NBA.
Oh, okay.
But
hey, it's still time.
You know, at some point you got to give up those dreams. So, but I've always enjoyed setting a goal, doing something that I could see the result of, and what better to do that to build things.
Right.
So we get together and we think of an idea, and then we play that idea out, and eventually we have a project to where you get to drive by for 50 years and see it every day that, you know, I was a part of this, and that's exciting. So I think I always had goals to be in the position I'm at now, and I'm thankful that I've gotten there and
good.
We'll continue on.
Good. Never know what's next.
That's right.
So any goals or things, plans you want to share for the upcoming year moving forward with your department, with Roads and Transportation? It's lots of people outside coming into the spring and the summer, you know, so I can imagine that's a busy time and even busier time because you're also going to have an increased traffic flow with things like tractor trailers, you know, that's, I know, can be a detriment to the road surfacing and things of that nature. And paving, I just believe, will always be something that's going to be happening all over, you know, because of the wear and tear, the daily commute. Everyone has to go to work and we have to use the roadways. But, you know, anything you want to share about any plans you all have or anything that's being put in place for the citizens to know?
For sure. We're always setting targets, yearly targets, 5-year plan type targets, and doing everything to achieve those goals. But then setting back and saying, well, you know, what can we do to do more, to pave more, to build more. I think some of the bigger things that are exciting in the works are the county as a whole has a couple of plans, a comprehensive plan that's in the works, which really is a plan to look at the county, to tie in municipalities, cities, towns, county, unincorporated, into a overall plan that benefits everybody, where they tie in infrastructure type, building type, residential, commercial, really just a plan for the county as a whole. And to piggyback off that, another exciting piece is our bike and pedestrian plan that's in design right now that is exciting to start prioritizing some of our school districts and try to increase some connectivity with pedestrians and bikes and walking and just connecting the schools to the homes and places that don't have that walkability right now.
That's important because that also plays a part in the health and wellness of citizens. It encourages everyone to get out a little bit more and kind of use some things that we have right at our own, you know, in our own dispense. So anything else as far as like And oh, let me do one other thing. You touched on the comprehensive plans. That's so important, I think, that citizens understand that you all aren't just out here, you know, making things happen. You're looking at how it benefits the entire infrastructure concerning all municipalities. So comprehensive plans are put in place so that there can be some structure. I'm sure it includes projections and latest technologies and things, even probably comparative analysis of what other cities and counties that are comparative to Jefferson County and how they've worked out their plans. So anything else about comprehensive plans that maybe some citizens may not understand about it that you want to share?
Absolutely. I think it's a benefit to look at it as a whole and to look at trends and look at 2050, you know, 25 years down the road, what the future of the county looks like. If trends are showing that this area is growing or if this area needs connectivity, and that allows us to sit back and really strategize with our planning, with our design, with our future projects. We've had some large projects recently that connects Morgan Road, for instance, that we're wrapping up, should finish up August, September of this year. And, you know, that's connecting Shelby County area, Helena, that area to Jefferson County, get them over to into the McCalla-Hoover area, into 459 to 2059. And that connectivity is huge. We have a very exciting project that is also halfway done at Grant's Mill. And that's taking a 2-lane road, which has been there forever, and putting in a lot of work to make that a widened road to increase efficient traffic flow through that, which involves cutting a huge slope and building a soil now wall and doing some really exciting engineering level items that it's fun to be a part of as a citizen of the county. It's fun to be a part of as a employee of Jefferson County. So we do have a lot of fun projects, and those are just who they're in construction. We have more projects coming down the road, North Chalkville connectivity project, which is widening roads. We have a Bell Hill project that's in the works, bridge projects coming up, South Shades Crest. And these are just hitting on the tip of the iceberg. You know, we have a full docket of exciting projects that we like to get to and we like to finish up. And really, I think that would better improve the efficiency and the traffic flow for the citizens of the county.
That's important. We also, in the Public Information Office, give a weekly update on our Facebook page and our social media outlets on the updates on a lot of these projects. So we certainly appreciate working with Roads and Transportation to continue to get that information out. Chris, what I know about you is that you're a very humble person. So I have to ask you about your accomplishments and work ethics, anything you want to share. You might try not to play it up, but I'm going to help you play it up because I think it's important for anyone out there who's aspiring to maybe be in your field one day, who has the work ethics and drive that you do. Anything you want to talk about as far as your level of accomplishment, which is obviously a huge feat for you to be in this position, young age. What can you say or give any advice to for the young person out there who's looking to get in your field about your accomplishments and your achievements so far? Any advice about your work ethic, anything you want to share?
Absolutely. It's exciting to be right now. It's exciting to talk to other engineers that I've seen myself in and give any kind of advice that I can. And I think I'd be not doing myself justice if I didn't say an accomplishment is my family, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I have a large 4 children, and I'm excited to go home to them and really just to take that step back, maybe as some advice I could give and be thankful for the things I have. I think that allows me to be a better employee and to be a better servant of the county. I think that you can get caught up in the daily grind sometimes. And as an engineer in the civil engineering or just in any job market, the daily activities tend to bog you down, but you got to step back and look at, hey, look what we're accomplishing. Look what we're doing. Look what's going to happen in 2 years that makes that grind worth it. So you come in every day excited for the grind, and don't let Mondays get you down. Be excited for a Monday. Be excited for the ins and outs. Get into the weeds and just really pushing that. And I like to be, I think from the sports world, being on a team, I don't want to be the best player on my team. Because if I am, that means I'm not getting sharpened. So typically I'll try to surround myself with like-minded people that will push me, that are smarter and more talented and better engineers than me.
Absolutely. I hear that. That's a great success quote, is to always surround yourself with people who are smarter than you. It helps you to sharpen your own skills. It helps you to stay on point on your game. It helps you to keep the work ethic and the habits necessary to maintain and even succeed in your role. So thank you for sharing that. Anything else you want to add to this? We are wrapping up, but I certainly want to thank you for your time today. I think it's important to highlight one of our most important departments with our new director, Chris Nicholson, and just highlight everything that's going on with Jefferson County. Many people don't understand the structure of all the different departments and how they all work together. So we truly thank you for being here with us. Anything else you want to add to wrap this up?
I just appreciate the opportunity. I appreciate the county and UQR for having me on. I think if you're listening and you want to reach out and have any concerns, the county has developed a very good application called My Jeffco Way that allows you to connect to the county, allows you to connect to myself, the engineering and county engineer, the Roads and Transportation Department, as well as other departments, when you have questions, concerns, or ideas, and just allows us, it's a great tool to be a part of the county as a citizen. So I would just leave it at that.
That's very important. That gives everyone an active participation in their roles with letting us know, because we can't cover every mass area of Jefferson County. So citizens are important. So be sure to get that My Jeffco Way app, is it?
That's
just
correct.
Get into their phones and put it in, and they can download it on their cell phone.
I think any app store has it, or the website has it as well. So.
Great. And our website is www.jccal.org. Thank you so much, Chris, for joining us today. We certainly appreciate this insight with our podcast, Jefferson County, How They Serve and Why They Serve. It is important that we continue to highlight the hard work of all of our employees and let them know how we serve in the public capacity to all you citizens of Jefferson County. I'm Kiara Morrow, and we will see you next time.